This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Scientists throughout the West are trying to solve the mystery of the disappearing mule deer. Since the 1970s, biologists in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah have seen mule deer populations drop by 50%. Theories about the decline vary. As Aspen Public Radio's Luke Runyon reports, oil and gas drilling and a growth in coyote populations top the list.
About a dozen men and women stand on a flat ridge as the sun peeks over a nearby hill. These biologists and veterinarians clutch coffee cups, trying to keep away shivers from chilly morning air. We're standing in the middle of the Piance Basin, about 40 minutes outside Meeker. They're out here trying to figure out how mule deer are handling the rapid growth of oil and gas drilling. The Piance Basin means a lot to both mule deer and humans.
Well, it's the largest migratory deer herd in the state, and it's also one of the largest energy reserves in the state.
State wildlife researcher Chuck Anderson is the leader of this particular study. Scientists with Colorado Parks and Wildlife are herding up mule deer to study why they're disappearing so quickly.
Mule deer throughout their range of decline since the late 70s, early 80s. We're probably at about 50% of the numbers we had back then. And there's a lot of factors contributing to that. I mean, I don't know that you can point to any one thing.
Those factors fit into two camps. One school of thought says coyote and mountain lion populations have gone unchecked, and the predators are killing off mule deer in greater numbers. The other says human encroachment in the form of oil and gas development and road building has fractured the deer's habitat and diminished the sagebrush mule deer forage on.
That buzz you hear in the background is a small blue and yellow helicopter that's about ready to take off. It's the method of capture for gathering the mule deer out of this area in the Piance Basin.
Ready? Yep.
The team rushes to the deer that's just been dropped off. They place her on a stretcher.
Bottom. You guys got bottom right there. That's being weighed.
Weigh her.
Oh, she's a big one.
77.
And then take her to a tent where she'll be measured and given an ultrasound. While the deer is laying on the table, sedated and blindfolded, the team attempts to calm her.
Oh, I'm just rinsing her mouth out. I'm just giving her a drink of water, just making her feel a little better.
Lisa Wolf is a veterinarian with the state.
And now I'm giving her some oxygen just so that she can catch her breath.
The whole process is stressful for the deer, but Wolf says it's essential to figuring out this mystery. One thing is certain, the Piance Basin has seen dramatic changes over the past 20 years. Wolf says the road building and habitat split has been a major shift for these generations of mule deer. The contrast, she says, is stark.
Especially at night, because everything lights up and you're like, you know, you're so used to being out in the middle of nowhere, and then now it's all lit up and it's like, whoa, where am I?
And you know, if we're noticing, I'm sure the deer are too.
Yeah. And deer are pretty adaptable. It's just making sure they have plenty of good habitat.
This 10-year study is just one of many going on right now in the West. In Utah, researchers are focusing on how coyotes play into the mix. Some states have been proactive, paying out more money for dead coyotes. Here in Colorado, oil and gas development isn't expected to disappear anytime soon. So this study will be used to figure out better ways for the two populations, mule deer and humans, to coexist. I'm Luke Runyon.